17 days after I was born, I was baptized. March 21st, 1982. So of course I don't remember any of it. But it's our responsibility to go back and find out about it. I know that I was baptized by Father John Restica, a longtime priest at Sacred Heart in Colwich, and from all of my connections in the priestly world, bit of a curmudgeon from what I hear. One of those old, strict priests, the good and holy kind. I know that my parents, I know that my godparents were my Aunt Janet and my uncle Father Dan, but Father Dan was still in the seminary. They wouldn't let him leave, strict. So we had to have a proxy. My Uncle Joe stood in as a proxy for my baptism. I know these facts, I know these things, I know these dates about it because it is important. And I always ask people, can you tell me all the same? Can you tell me these facts about your baptism? For today, we celebrate the feast of the baptism of our Lord. And it is a day to celebrate all of our baptisms. For Jesus Christ himself had to be baptized for us, and only for us. Because he had no reason to be baptized. He had no sin. He had no need, but he did it to show us the way. Even John the Baptist tried to protest him, saying, "No, I don't need to baptize you. You need to baptize me." And Jesus says, "We will do this for all people, so that all may understand and all may come to know my righteousness and my love." And for that reason, God the Father says, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." We think of how many of us were baptized by our infancy, you know, an infant baptism. And how many times we just let that just simply go. But it is a day that we should celebrate. It is a day that we should honor. It's a day that should be on the top of our list, along with every other birthday and anniversary. You know, all those important dates that we say, this was the day that Jesus Christ said the same about us. That this one now is mine. That by their baptism I have opened them up to a life of grace. And there are other faiths and other religions, other beliefs that say, well, you shouldn't baptize as an infant. Because people should get to make their own choices. They have their own free will. To which I would say, we have to make the choice every single day for the rest of our lives. The reason we baptize young is because we want to open them up to that life of grace. In other words, we want to give us a chance. Because every single day, from that moment on for the rest of your lives, we fight. We battle to stay in this grace, to fight against the temptations of sin. And we thank the Lord that we have been opened to this grace, to be able to fight. To have the weapons in our arsenal that we need to say, evil one, you have no power over me. I belong to Jesus Christ. But we make those choices each and every day. And we have to ask ourselves today, how am I doing? Am I living up to my baptismal promises? For we stop and we pray and we reflect and we say, thank you, Lord, for this gift. Thank you for the priest who baptized me. If he be gone, may he rest in peace now. For our godparents, our parents who opened us up to this life of grace. If they're still with us, thank them. If not, pray for them. Because you have been given the greatest gift we have. But now we say, Lord, help me to choose you each and every day. By my baptism, by my faith, I continue to choose you. So that God may look at us and say, yes. This one is my beloved, with whom I am well pleased. Amen.